Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, May the 23rd. Hey, Monday, May 23rd. Hey, one more Monday, right? That would be next Monday, which is Memorial Day. To celebrate that with you here live on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan. Jay is on her way to Los Angeles. Victoria will be on her way to Los Angeles. And guess what? Jennifer and I are already in Los Angeles.
Beat them to it.
There's a bit of an award ceremony tomorrow evening that all of the participants will be excited to involve themselves in, because the ladies of the DJV program have won a Gracie. We'll talk about that. We've talked about it here and there. It's kind of a big deal. I think the bigger deal, however, the biggest deal, is the baby formula situation, where things are coming from, how it got to be as bad as it is. I thought it was interesting that Nestle, which everybody thinks is an American company, is bringing in baby formula from other places to help alleviate the shortage. Apparently it arrived yesterday in Indiana. 15% of the need for this special medical grade formula will be, alleviated. Is that probably the right word? Will be usable. They're going to bring in some more. The imports from Europe, Operation Fly Formula. Effort to ease
always
the
so
shortage.
Creative with those names, right?
I know, isn't it? Operation Fly Formula. Yeah.
All the government names for stuff. I'm like, really? Right. That's the best you can do?
The no. Code. No. Nobody will know what we're doing with Operation
right.
Fly
right.
Formula.
So the situation is interesting. One of the formulas chosen for children who are hypoallergenic with cow's milk protein allergies is being, I'm learning a whole lot about this sort of thing, because my children didn't have baby formula. They were breastfed, so I never really paid much attention to any of this stuff. But there are plenty of people, certainly, that have this problem. And the problem is that we become, if you'll pardon the crude reference to a teat of a cow, we're attached to one company only. And then people kind of ask the question, well, how did this happen? And why is it that one company controls this? Well, you can ask that about hundreds and hundreds of companies that have managed to become monopolies in their very, whatever the field is. And this is something that needs to be looked at, because I think it doesn't help the progress of American business. It's bad. It's bad for business. More importantly, it's bad for you. It's bad for me. It's bad for all of us to have these companies. Like, in this case, there's one, what's the name of the company that does all of these? What's the name?
Abbott was the big one.
Abbott, that's right. Abbott Formulas, right.
I think there are four, not major, but there are, I think, four total companies that that have brands represented on shelves typically. But Abbott was certainly the largest, and when they had that massive recall, which just took their products off the shelves, because there were several, I don't remember the number, but there were several babies who got sick or died, and they haven't necessarily been tied to Abbott, but that's what prompted the shutdown, is the FDA inspection that found that Abbott's facilities where they processed the baby formula, they had cut a lot of corners, and they were not up to code for inspection, and they that's what really shut everything down, and that's where this began. I mean, this has been kind of, I would say, months in the making, because we first, I think, reported on this in February, right? January or February, I don't remember when, but that's when the shortage began. And now here we are, you know, months later, flying stuff in from other countries. Thankfully, that's an option. You know, I mean, I don't have kids, but I have friends with little ones who use formula, and so they haven't encountered the shortages that other states have encountered yet. But Hopefully this can, you know, stave off some of those.
People are driving across the border in Mexico to get formula because Mexico has tons of it. You go into, like, their big stores in Mexico, shelves are lined. Right. I don't know. And then you add this to the warning that came over the weekend from President Zelensky in Ukraine, who says, we're about 10 weeks away from a food supply crisis. He said Russia's blocked all of their ports. So, we've got the baby formula crisis now, but the grain, the barley, the sunflower, everything that's supposed to be coming out of Ukraine has been stuck there. And so he said we're 10 weeks away from a second crisis provoked by Russia. We've got the energy crisis and now a food shortage crisis. So I think this is the beginning of a weirdly long summer that's going to have probably a lot of empty shelves places where we were used to seeing them stocked before.
And all of this because of one madman. This is what is so...
It's all it takes. Think about it, really.
All it takes? Yeah,
but look at historically, all it takes is one crazy guy with a mission, right? I mean, that's two world wars, that's every holy war. I mean, just if you think about it, it's always some sort of, you know, insane battle that some crazy person has gotten in their head. This is the right thing to do. It's crazy.
You're talking about sanctions. The Russians have put sanctions on and closed down all the ports around Ukraine. The other, let's turn it around, are the globals, is Russia working? I saw something about the amount of oil that we're selling. The United States is selling like 2 million barrels a day of oil to other countries as a result of the sanctions that have been placed on Russia, and we can't get a hold of the oil. What kind of madness is this? Why are we selling oil that we need to somebody else? It, to me, makes no sense whatsoever. And there are a lot of things about this that make no sense to me. There's no common sense here. People say, well, I don't understand the politics of it all or the international relationships. You know what? I'm interested in America. I'm interested in the United States. We've become so attached. The global economy, which so many people thought was good, so good because it spread our goods and services around. Yeah, that's swell. But in the meantime, what happens when we need them back again? We can't get them back again in some way, shape, or form. This is something that is, and then now people want to try to drum up, the news media is trying to drum up more fear-mongering with the threat of nuclear conflict. Is he going to do it? Isn't he not going to? Well, I mean, I've been saying that, but that drum seems to be being beaten.
Well, that seems to be getting
now.
It is, and it's a little louder now because a lot of, and it's not just the news media. There are politicians and bipartisan groups who have come out saying, you know, we need to prepare for this is what Putin's going to do next, because Ukraine is digging in. They're saying we're not conceding any of our land, which I'm happy to hear, because they shouldn't. Poland came out, the president of Poland over the weekend came out pretty strongly saying Ukraine should not give up, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said Ukraine should not give up any of their territory because that changes everything globally.
What he said actually was, quote, only Ukraine has the right to decide about its future, which is really very supportive. That's good.
Yeah.
And so now the Russians got a lot of balsam here. We'll go away if you give us some of your territory.
I don't know about the they. I feel like this is all still pretty singularly Putin, right? I mean, he has people who work for him and stuff, but I don't know that. I think that that's part of the reason why Ukraine is saying we're digging in, we're not giving up, we're not walking away, there won't be a ceasefire, if we're giving up any of our land. I don't know. I think that this is, I think the rest of the world is starting to see some holes in the strategy of what Russia's up to, what Putin's up to.
You think it's taken this long for the rest of the world? I thought most of the rest of the world figured it out.
No, but at this point, I think that people see vulnerabilities. I think that Russia has proven, and Jen has said this from the beginning, and I totally agree, that Russia thought this was going to be like a 2 or 3 day operation. And now we're into month number 3, right?
They say that they have... That they've taken over Mariupol. I don't know that that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
But have they really?
Ukraine backed out. They're in there now. I mean, that was the place where they were down. The last stand was in that steel mill, and they ended up evacuating all the soldiers and the people from that place. So, that part has fallen. A lot of the East has been under Russian control prior to even this conflict, or this war. So there are places in Ukraine that already have Russian strongholds, and it tends to be in the east. Mariupol was key because that's a port city, so that mm-hmm. does shut down Ukraine. That shuts down a lot of their industry being able to get out. So I don't know. I just think we're in for this for the long haul, and the more desperate that Vladimir Putin gets, the more backed up against a wall he is. That's
right.
When you hear the talk about nuclear attack or chemical weapons, which some say, yeah. Ukraine says he's already deployed those. So, this is going to be a stretch on the world's resources. And, you know, if there's a way to shut down Putin sooner rather than later, whether that's making a deal, whether that's killing him, I don't know what it is. But otherwise, you're going to prepare for this for probably years. This is going to be ongoing. This is not going to end soon.
And one of the things that's troubling,
especially if the world continues funding Ukraine, which we will.
Yeah, the thing that is troubling for me is to see a report over the weekend of how much the profits have zoomed up for the oil companies, how much they've gouged. It's disgusting.
Yep.
And so anti-American for their profits to be at 14, 15, 16% over where they were last year at this time, with the price of gasoline pushing $5 in many areas. I think I told you I paid on Friday $5.07. I'm here in California now. You can't find anything for less than $6 pretty much anywhere. And this is all, instead of helping, these companies that are American companies are hurting us, hurting the economy at their own, you know, the expense.
And the thing is, the CEOs have been transparent. The CEOs have said, and I remember we talked about this at the beginning, towards the beginning of the Ukraine invasion, that 57% of U.S. oil companies who were surveyed said that they were not going to increase production because the shareholders didn't want it, because they have record profits right now coming off of the pandemic.
Disgusting.
They got hit really hard in the beginning.
Their leases are being shut down, too, which is hard. I mean, that's hard to...
Well, they're not actively shutting down leases right now.
They shut down 9 last week. If we...
They're not.
Who's they?
The administration canceled 9 leases. They had people testifying to it last week. Secretary Granholm admitted she was asked the question under oath, and so she was trying to, like, kind of tinker around it, and then she finally had to admit that, yeah, they shut them down. If we flush the market with oil, these people would not be able to make the money that they're doing. But now it's supply and demand. And
so what's the reason for shutting them down? Did she give a reason?
I knew what the reasoning was.
Well, there's the un-American side.
I don't know. There's such mixed messaging on that, because they've also given out more leases than even during the Trump administration, which has pissed off all the environmentalists. So, I don't know. It's two different sides.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliate.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together, and that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Monday DJD program into the trending column. Jay is on her way to Los Angeles, so it's up to the three of us, mostly up to the two of you. I'm listening to you gossip about there's one Kardashian, there's another Kardashian, then there's another Kardashian. Let's focus first on Kim Kardashian and what went on in the final SNL appearance of Pete Davidson, her boyfriend. We'll talk about that after this.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
Meanwhile, back in the ranch here, the Kardashians are at it again. So the Kim Kardashian business with Pete Davidson is one thing, but the other, Courtney, got married to this guy Travis Barker over the weekend, right?
And that's what we're gossiping about.
Yes,
because,
the fashion
choices were odd. It was weird. Like, I don't know. She had this very, like, beautiful long veil, but it had the big Virgin Mary on the back of it. And I thought, that's a little bit, like, sacrilegious. The veil
I mean,
was,
they're
like,
very religious,
the
but they're not Catholic. I don't think. Right?
And so, but then the dress itself looked like she was wearing a slip. Yeah. It was very short. It's like she forgot to put pants on. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was very odd. It was like it looked very much like I was watching a Madonna video from the 1980s. Yeah.
So
and that people are protesting
on,
it because they didn't like it.
And yet her
it.
Sister
yeah.
Kim is in the underwear business.
Right. And and actually, I thought the sisters all looked much more beautiful than Courtney did. And Courtney was the bride. And I wanted her to have her day. This is the first time she got married, her first marriage. Everybody, you know, she's married to Travis Barker already. So I guess that's technically her first marriage. But this was a big one. And, she had, like, this little tiny, I don't know. It was like, for me, it was like if you go to the costume store and you ask for, you know, sexy bride for Halloween, that's what would come out of the package.
I mean, that's their vibe, right, as a couple, the hashtag Kravis forever, but it wasn't great. I didn't love it.
What about, so Kim is with, the wedding was on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Pete couldn't make it.
Pete didn't make it, but Kim was over there for her sister's wedding.
Right.
Pete
didn't make it because it was his final show on SNL. And he and no one, I mean, Pete, there had been rumors about that, of him leaving, but this was officially the end. It's also officially the end for Kate McKinnon, who is the longest-running female cast member in the history of SNL, going all the way back. And then, Kyle Mooney is also, if you don't know his name, you'd recognize his face. He's also leaving. So they've lost three or four, like, really major cast members.
Mm-hmm. Well, you look at some of this stuff and you wonder, okay, so what's new? We'll find out as we continue here, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars USA is helping save lives in Massachusetts by providing the Boston Fire Department with a fully electric XC40 recharge SUV so first responders can gain deeper understanding of post-accident safety involving battery electric vehicles. First responders must adapt their extrication procedures to safely work around the large primary battery and high voltage wiring. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said during a visit to Japan that American forces would be sent to defend Taiwan if Chinese forces attack the self-governing island.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Southern Baptist Convention leaders mishandled sexual abuse claims, and survivors were met time and time again with resistance, stonewalling, and even outright hostility for the last 22 years. That's according to a new report in Sunday's New York Times. Senator Chris Van Hollen, the Democrat from Maryland, was discharged from the hospital Saturday, a week after he suffered a minor stroke. Disgraced actor Bill Cosby is facing another trial beginning this week in Los Angeles, California, over accusations that he sexually assaulted a teenage girl in the 1970s. Jury selection in the civil case is likely to start Tuesday. Opening arguments are expected to begin June 1st. USA Radio News.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
President Biden in Tokyo this morning says he's willing to use military force to defend Taiwan against Chinese aggression. Let's hear more of that conversation with reporters.
So we stand firmly with Japan and with other nations not to let that happen. And my expectation is it will not happen. It will not be attempted. My expectation is a lot of it depends upon just how strongly the world makes clear that that kind of action is going to result in long-term disapprobation by the rest of the community.
Are you willing to get involved militarily to defend Taiwan if it comes to that?
Yes.
You are?
That's the commitment we made. That's the commitment we made. We are not. Look, here's the situation. We agree with a one-China policy. We signed on to it, and all the attendant agreements made from there. But the idea that it can be taken by force, just taken by force, is just not appropriate. It will dislocate the entire region and be another action similar to what happened in Ukraine.
NASA says something strange is happening in our universe, and scientists cannot explain it. The universe is expanding faster than ever, and other galaxies are moving away from our Milky Way like never before. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Four after the hour on the Bright and Beautiful DJV program. Actually, it's bright and beautiful pretty much everywhere across the country after this thunderstorm, this line of thunderstorms. It's actually reached from Texas all the way up to Maine over the weekend. It was very hot on the East Coast, and then the weather changed dramatically. Matter of fact, to Jennifer Victoria, there was this big snowstorm in Colorado.
I know. I got pictures of it from my family. It's crazy.
I was thinking of your family, actually. I was wondering if they got hit with the snow. That's bizarre.
No, thankfully that was the last. They didn't get it in Grand Junction, thank goodness, because they were having a rough weekend this weekend with my grandpa. But my cousin in Denver got a ton of snow, so she was
putting her
pictures.
The latest snow I can remember having in Massachusetts was May 5th. I remember it vividly because we were milking cows, and the power went out, and I had 1,000 gallons of milk in a milk tank that all got spoiled because we were without power for like 5 days because all the leaves are out on the trees, and you have that snow, and it just knocked down trees and branches and stuff, and that's what happens when these, I'm sure in Colorado, same thing. All of the foliage is in full swing now. It's beautiful. I just love driving around. I'm sure you do, too, seeing all the greenery. It's just kind of a wonderful, warm...
It's just neat.
This storm and the other storms that came across the country slowed things down. Over the weekend, air traffic was a mess. And because airlines are overbooked, they don't have enough pilots. I was 4 hours later getting out of Boston yesterday than I thought I was going to. I take the early morning flight, 6 o'clock from LA to Boston, and got a text message that the plane couldn't leave till 10 o'clock. So I asked the question, I'm going to ask, okay, so what's the story? What's the problem? Why are we being delayed? And it happened that the pilot who brought that plane in from California the night before, they were delayed on the ground by 4 hours because of the storms and stuff. So that's why he got in 4 hours late, and the requirement is that you have to have 8 hours between one flight and another flight if you've reached maximum. And so he said, I would have been here at 6, but they wouldn't let me. So that's how tight they are. They don't have extra pilots. American doesn't. Delta, nobody, none of them do. And so they've expanded their route system for the summer, and now they're curbing it back for a number of reasons, although a lot of cancellations because people can't pay the amount of money. You look at the ticket prices where they've gone. The cost of diesel fuel, which is what jet fuel is, has gone way, way up, and so that's affecting the cost of everything, whether you fly, whether you're driving your car, whether you're looking for stuff in the grocery store, wherever it is. Be friendly with your local family small farmer who maybe has some cows and maybe has some good produce, and that's what you're going to need this summer because the store is there. I think Jennifer's right. She said about a half hour ago, if you didn't hear the first half hour of the program, where we are going is no man's land. If the Russians keep doing what they're doing, or Putin does, and we continue to we're kind of reacting, but not really reacting as strongly as we might. So where does that put us in a month or two or three?
Well,
or four?
And I don't like to think like that, but we already see the energy crisis. There's no end in sight for that. You already know that the food crisis is coming, if Zelensky is right, within 10 weeks. And then the economic crisis that is happening for, like, our country that keeps either printing money or borrowing money without making any cuts here to help prop up Ukraine. And I'm not saying any of that is wrong. I mean, I would like to see Ukraine come out of this, but we're giving Ukraine enough money to survive. And so if we give them enough money to survive, then how long does this get prolonged? Right? I mean, it's just a prolonged process. So I don't know.
You see the,
it feels hopeless almost.
From the Southern Baptist Leaders Conference about ministers and sexual abuse. Is there any?
It's funny, I just saw the headline this morning in the LA Times, but I didn't read the article yet. What happened?
It's the same old thing. It makes no difference.
They were covering it up, right?
Yeah.
That was the report.
The same as the priests were? Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is there about these people and their religion and people and their deviancy? And I find myself awash with frustration. I look around and you want to try to find some good. Okay, here's something good, kind of a small silver lining in the war in Ukraine. The reunion of two sisters who have been separated 20 years. They're 22 years old. One's 22, one's 23. They were separated. Their family got separated. And so, as it turns out, they found each other. It wasn't like they were looking for each other, but they found. And the thing that's so amazing about it, they look like they're twins. If you see pictures of them, I don't know. I'm not going to try to pronounce their names. Great story about them in The Guardian today. Again, some of the things that are coming, we keep talking about how horrible it is and is, and how many people have been killed. But to see something like that happen, it's kind of a neat thing. Donating, by the way, I've gotten a lot of questions. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is our expert on scams, et cetera, says that one of the places that's safe is UNICEF. I don't know how many people have been donating or thinking about donating or finding the right place, but if I were to send you to one place, UNICEF would be the place because the money goes to support the families, the family structure in the war in Ukraine. So those of you, Americans are very, very, very generous. And so I came across that and I thought to myself, okay, it's time to remind you of how to help. If you're going to individually, you want to individually help, go to UNICEF. That's a good place to donate to. The number of deaths linked to cases of liver inflammation, i.e. hepatitis, you see this? Especially in children, the official count is 180 cases that are being investigated pretty much all across the country. and all of them are in children under 10. And in fact, there was, a couple of thousand pediatric hepatitis cases that have been reported so far this year. And so it's not really clear why this is a problem. Is it the water? Is it what we're eating? Livers affected by, you know, what you're consuming, frankly. And so hepatitis, this is, and I can't even pronounce it, but the reason that I bring it up is because there are so many things around now. There's so many bugs, so many viruses. Again, you wake up every morning and you look around and you think, my God, why do I even want to get up?
I know. Because, don't forget we're all going to get monkeypox now. That's next.
Yeah, now what's that story? What's the latest on that? I've seen a lot of warnings. Look out. There's only one case, right? And I think it's in Massachusetts. So,
there's a case in Texas or more than one case in Texas, and there was another state. Louisiana, maybe? There are two other, two southern states and then Massachusetts. And then I saw something over the weekend about it being, is it sexually transmitted?
Did you see that?
Weird.
So at first the response was, you know, it's silly that they want to bring back the masks when monkeypox is transmitted sexually, or you can transmit it to people if you're like sharing clothes or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I looked it up because I'm like, all right, let's read about this monkeypox. I better start learning about it. And some of it there says it's a droplet. So I really don't know. I think we need to talk to some doctors. Maybe Dr. Ken can do a little deep dive into monkeypox for us, because I've never even heard of it.
Saliva, it's fluids, it's body fluids.
Yeah.
That's how it's.
So it's like an HIV thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from it, right? Like the way the coverage is. It's very strange.
The subtle suggestion from the name, not so subtle, is that it's transferred in activity between animals and humans.
Well, and originally that's what they said about HIV.
Yeah.
So that it came from apes or chimps
something. But this didn't come from monkeys. The only reason that they call it monkeypox is because when it was first discovered in a lab, it was discovered, I guess, in a monkey or something like that. But they said that more often than not, it actually is transmitted via, like, rodents have this thing. So it's not the same thing where they were saying a man was, you know what, and with a monkey to create the AIDS virus. This is a little bit, it's different than that, at least from what I was reading yesterday. It's also not all that much to be concerned about. It's ugly, but they also say that it's very treatable and that it's kind of an offshoot. It's like a lesser version of smallpox is what it is related to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so then what else can we... the world of science has so many different... it's like an octopus. Tentacles here, tentacles there. Scientists have uncovered a tomb of an ancient Egyptian dignitary who handled secret documents for the pharaoh about 4,400 years ago. So they have found the documents. They're in the midst of translating. Can you imagine?
That's cool.
Something? Yeah. I thought that was, and you wonder, you know.
This is like the Egyptian Hunter Biden laptop, is that what it is?
Yeah. Jennifer.
documents somewhere.
Yeah, there was some activity on that over the weekend, wasn't there? Didn't I see something?
Richard Nixon, a little shredder. They didn't have a paper shredder back then, so they just buried the guy with it. the guy in charge.
But so what is the Hunter Biden thing? I noticed there was something.
Oh, there's nothing new. I'm sure there might be something new. I wasn't referencing anything in particular. I was just trying to think of like hidden document scandals. That's all. That came to my mind first.
So the Dow Jones Industrial Average had its all-time high in January, something to celebrate, and now it's going down. It's about, 20% off from where it was in January? It's down, has been down. But, this is what you expect from the situation in the world. The gas prices, the war, all of the things, the economy had been hot to begin with. I noticed that for the first time in a long time, there's inventory, not a lot, but some in my local area in terms of housing. The house isn't going on the market, and 5 minutes later there are 15 offers, and it's off the market in 10 minutes. There are some houses that have actually been on the market for a couple of weeks, but still, there are a lot of people. The cost of borrowing money, the average, I think, is like 4.5% for mortgages.
Well, I think that's spooking people. My boss happens to have his house fell out of escrow. Somebody wanted to come in and pay cash for his house, and it fell out of escrow. It's still up there, and that's unusual. Usually houses are getting more than you want in you know, in a matter of days, because it's so much a buyer's market or a seller's market at this point. But what he's saying is that people are scared of the rate of getting a loan, right? He's the interest rate, but also the fact that we're headed towards a collapse. So why would somebody want to spend $1 million for a home that's going to be worth $600,000 by next year at this time? So I think there's some real fear and uncertainty in all sectors of the economy right now, including even the buyer's market, which used to be a pretty big thing just a couple weeks ago.
Well, if you're buying any kind of cryptocurrency, apparently that does well when all else fails. So
crypto?
You,
I thought crypto just totally died.
Crypto, crypto took a nosedive. So everything's down right now. So people are freaking out about their 401ks, and I'm like, it's going to come back, and you don't lose money with the stock market unless you sell. So everyone, I don't know, it's just people panic over everything now.
Nothing, right. Okay, so here's something good. If you want to make some extra money, apparently the largest advance in pay has gone to babysitters. People are paying more money now than they ever have before to hire babysitters. How much? I wonder how much. I was thinking my daughter has a little something. Miles is going to join us for dinner tonight, but tomorrow night he has to have a babysitter. And they told me it was like $12 an hour or something. Doesn't seem that expensive. Okay, here we are at 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to BambooHR.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at BambooHR.com/demo. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now, 53 after the hour on the DJV program. I just realized I got to do this myself the next couple of days. It's TikTok time.
Victoria's. Does that worry you?
Yeah. No, I can manage my... I guess I can manage. As long as I have the correct information, I'm all set. Let's go to Foxconn and the electric car business. This ought to be interesting. A new electric car on the market. This is... Who is this company? I don't know this company. What do you know
about them? Well, Foxconn is Apple's largest manufacturing partner. So the reason that this is interesting news is that Foxconn has now moved into the American electric vehicle space, and that is interesting because this is the world's biggest contract manufacturer, and this is now to go into the electric vehicle space for them. A lot of people are talking about this in the tech world and what this actually could mean in the auto world as well. Mm-hmm. So automakers who, you know, make traditional, you know, like traditional companies and startups have pretty much been dominating the electric vehicle manufacturing until now. And so Foxconn, it's interesting that they're trying to corner the market with taking their knowledge of, you know, getting specs from Apple on how to make a very complicated iPhone, as we know, like smartphones are, you know, supercomputers in the, you know, in your pocket. And so yeah. Foxconn has an amazing track record with Apple making all the iPhones. And so for them to step it up, a lot of, you know, some naysayers are saying Foxconn's not going to be prepared to make an electric vehicle because you're making a very large computer, basically, that moves, as opposed to a very small supercomputer in the iPhone. But we'll see where it goes. But Foxconn has, the rumor is that they are going to start making their own electric vehicles rather than just partnering and making them for other people. And so if that is the case and they are going to start doing it in the future, then they're getting all of the, you know, the sort of apprentice hours that they would need right now with this new deal. And so this new factory that they're going to be working out of is a former General Motors plant. So the good news is that factory didn't just go to waste. That's actually what they've retrofitted now for electric vehicles. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting. And of course, Apple has been long rumored to be getting into the electric vehicle space. So if Foxconn, their largest partner, does it first, then it could pave the way for Apple to make their own branded cars, which would be really interesting.
The Apple car.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need is another...
Well, I'm sure it would be really cool looking, right? If you just imagine how the sleek iPhone and that aesthetic that Apple has kind of carved out for themselves, that in the version of a car would be pretty cool.
Four doors and four wheels, that's what I want. Help yourself. The iPhone as a way for you to get a good night's rest. We'll find out how that works after this.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
All right, let's figure out how to use our iPhone as a white noise machine, Victoria.
Yeah, so a lot of people are always wondering, especially, and I'm definitely in this category, whenever I am traveling and in a hotel room or even in our own bedroom, we have a white noise machine that plays all night long. And so a lot of people use different apps that you can pay for and download. They're not that great, but it turns out if you actually have an iPhone that's running on iOS 15, which is the most current, up-to-date, you know, software right now, if you've got that, then you already have a white noise machine built right into your iPhone. And so this is, it's really kind of fascinating. I went all through this myself, and you go to settings to accessibility, and under audio visual, you actually, there's a tab, a toggle for background sounds, and they give you a choice of balanced noise, which is a mix of all of the sounds that they have, bright noise, dark noise, ocean, rain, and stream. And so you can actually pick what you want, and the cool thing is, once you set this up, and it's free to use whenever you want, once you set it up, the side button on your iPhone, if you click it three times, will automatically start your white noise machine. So it makes it really, really easy to use. Yep.
Knock three times and you'll go to sleep. Okay, got it. Thank you, Victoria. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.